morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, a little bit nippy outside this morning, but it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. New England had a great soaking rain on Saturday, 2 inches plus in some areas. The mountains had a lot of wind with it, so the foliage may not be quite as good in northern New England, but the southern part of New England, the middle part of New England, looks really good. Peak color in many places, so take advantage of the beautiful day. Do a little bit of leaf peeping and enjoy the colorful trees because they won't be back for many, many weeks to come. So enjoy that color. We are broadcasting this morning from Spillane's Nursery. They are located in Middleborough, Massachusetts, and we'd love to have you come by and say hello. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, and all kinds of things going on. Face painting from 11 until 2, popcorn, hot dogs, everybody that comes. So it's going to be a beautiful day. And Spillane Nursery is located on Route 18 in Middleborough. If we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. So call Don now. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together to have you end the season on a positive note. And that's Spillane's, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and some beautiful German bearded iris are here to plant. The iris, get them in the ground now, will begin to get rooted, well established, and next June, July, you'll have beautiful irises in color. And now is the time to plant your tulips, daffodils, crocuses. You need to get them in the ground at this time of the year so that in April, May, depending on the variety that you choose, they're in bloom for you. So think spring, but plant in the fall for the beautiful color. And there is a great selection everywhere right now. If you're planting bulbs, try not to use bone meal because the smell will encourage rodents, raccoons, skunks, your neighbor's dog, maybe even your dog, to come into your garden, dig, because they smell bone. And if you worked out a nice display, the dogs will smell a bone, will dig, and they'll rip up the bulbs, and you'll never be able to put them together like you did originally. So use something like bulb tone from Espoma, or Dr. Earth has a bulb fertilizer that will do a wonderful, wonderful job. It gets them off to a good start. It helps the roots to get formed, developed, established. And the better they are established, the bigger the flower will be, the longer they will flower, more foliage, and a better chance of them coming back next year to bloom year after year and after year. Now, buy some extra bulb tone fertilizer. Use it now when you plant. What's left, put it in the tool shed or garage. And when they bloom in the spring, feed them again. That's the secret. Most of us will use bulb fertilizer at the time that we plant, and then we expect them to thrive all by themselves. It's not going to happen because not everybody's soil is rich, healthy, alive. Fertilize spring and fall. It makes a big difference. The color will be better. The size of the flower will be better. They'll have stronger stems. And remember, April traditionally is the time of the year where we get a lot of rain, wind, and storms. And if you have a weak stem and a big flower, the wind could knock the flowers off the plant. So spend a couple of extra dollars, and it's going to make a big difference for the quality of your flowers. This is the time to fertilize your lawn. Put it to bed on a positive note. Right now, when you put down fertilizer, 75% of the food that you apply is stored inside the grass plant to better survive the winter. Some of it is used in the spring to activate it, to wake it up, to get it moving, to get it growing before the weeds begin to grow. And fall is the best time of the year. If you were going to feed just one time all year long, fall is the time to do it. And if you come to Spillane Nursery today, all Scotts fertilizers and weed killers are 50% off. It's the end of the year. They need the room for their Christmas shop, and 50% off. So buy it now, put it in your garage, and you'll have it when spring arrives, and you'll have a big jump on the season, plus save a lot of money. Scotch is a good food, but at half off, it's even better. Our phone number again, 800-259-9231. Come down, see us. Doors are open. She's making coffee now. And if you've planted some new evergreens, new azaleas, new rhododendron, holly, maybe some new ground covers like Pachysandra, English ivy especially, for the first year, it would help them tremendously if you could put a little bit of wilt proof or wilt stop on the foliage. This product will seal the foliage, plugging up all of the pores in the leaf, preventing moisture from escaping and causing dehydration. And when you have a new plant, it does help it tremendously, especially if where you live, you don't get a lot of snow. Snow is a blanket. It insulates the plants. It also provides moisture for the wind and for the sun. So if you have a blanket of snow, when the wind blows across your yard and the wind is dry, energy is needed from the wind and moisture. So it pulls the moisture out of the snow to make the dryness of the wind less dry. If there's no snow cover, as the wind blows across your ground, it will pull it from your lawn. It will pull it from broad-leaf evergreens, boxwood, azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, holly, and ground covers that are evergreen. Things like Pachysandra, English ivy, myrtle, or vinca. So for the first year, a little bit of TLC with Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop will make a big, big difference. It puts less stress on the plants. They better survive the winter, less foliage damage, and if there's less foliage when spring comes, the plant is under stress because it lost some of the foliage that's used to make energy. So it really is important. If it's newly planted, if it's in an open area, if you're going to get a lot of sun and wind, spend a couple of dollars to protect a $50 shrub, a $100 shrub. Makes a big, big difference. If we can help you, remember the phone number, 800-259-9231.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's WinterGuard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's WinterGuard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Join us each Saturday evening at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, for 4 hours of refreshing yet provocative discussion. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Please join us next Saturday when our very special guest will be Dr. Dan Junker. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. day, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Don, good morning. How was your weekend so far?
It was a rather, eventful weekend, I suppose, apple orchards and whatnot.
Well, this is the perfect time of the year, and there's nothing better than fresh-picked apples and raspberries at this time of the year are so good also. Fresh squeezed cider. There's nothing better than that, Don.
Absolutely. It was all delicious and lovely.
Who do we have up first this hour?
Up first, we have Alice from Maine, who has a question about blueberries.
Okay. Alice, good morning. Welcome
good morning,
to the Garden Paul. Club.
I have some very old
good morning,
high bush
Alice.
I have some very old high bush blueberries.
Alice, you there?
Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me?
Sorry, Paul, there you
go. Yes, I can now.
Oh, all right. I have some very old high bush blueberries, as they used to produce marvelously. And then over the years, they just sort of, I don't know exactly, died, but they're not producing. There's very little, and they may be dead, some of it. And I wonder if I should just cut, there's a lot of suckers on the bottom. Should I just cut them down? There must be a good root system there. Hello?
Well, good morning. Sorry about the glitch. We have got some gremlins in the phone lines this morning, and hopefully they'll be taken care of after this little problem that we had. But we were talking with Alice about her blueberries. And this time of the year, Alice, you don't want to do any pruning on them. Just leave them alone because the plant is going dormant. And if you cut or prune at this time of the year, it will not have time to make a callus over the cut and seal it to prevent moisture loss. If you do prune, you're going to have a lot of wind that could pull the moisture out of that cut that you've made, and you'll have dieback on the plant. So for this fall, things that you can do that would help blueberries is they love an acid soil. So if you can use a product that is acid base as a fertilizer, like Holytone, which is for all evergreens, but it's based on the acid side when they make the fertilizer. And that will make the soil more acidic, plus feed them. Now, when you fertilize plants in the fall, it's at half the recommended rate as it is in the spring. So half the amount. And to help make the soil more acidic, there's a fertilizer that your garden centers will carry called aluminum sulfate. And aluminum sulfate will acidify the garden where you apply it. So if you're growing blueberries, blue hydrangea, it will make the blue hydrangea flower bluer in color. Keep the lime away from your blueberry plants or wood ash, and do the pruning in the spring after the plant starts to make flowers. Any non-productive branches can be pruned when the plant is in bloom. So if you see there are branches here and there, there's no flowers on them, the plant's getting big, cut back the non-productive branches. Suckers are okay.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Eileen from Beverly, Massachusetts, who has a question about winter planting.
Good morning, Eileen. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have a mandevilla. I want to bring it in the house and cut it down and just try to keep it alive so I can put it back out in the yard next summer or spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that many times, Eileen. It should be in the house now because you want to give it a chance to get acclimated to the light change in your house and get in. The mandevilla is a great plant
And it will survive the winter in your home very easily. So prune it back so it doesn't eat up your whole space of your window. And it does not need to go in a south-facing window. Someplace where it's going to get good light all day will make a big, big difference in the quality of the plant. So it's going to stop blooming because the days are shorter. And they're not, the light itself is not strong enough to really help that plant to flower. So you're going to treat it like a spider plant, a Schefflera, a ficus, a pothos. So prune it back, put it in a brightly lit window, and you want to fertilize it every 2 or 3 weeks with something like Miracle-Gro. And the plant will just be green leaves. It will make some new growth once you start feeding it and it acclimates. But you will lose some foliage, Eileen, on that plant because it's not getting the amount of sun that it got during May through September. It's not as bright. So don't panic. You're going to lose the older leaves, the leaves on the inside of your plant, and it will do very, very well. So bring it in, and if anybody out there listening still has outdoor plants, they should be brought inside. You know, if you have some pothos that you put outside for the winter, maybe some orchids, Schefflera, ficus, Boston ferns, and even if you grew some vinca vine, you can dig the vinca vine out of your window boxes, pot them up, bring them inside the house, and vinca makes a beautiful, beautiful cascading type ivy that will grow all winter long, and then in the spring, you can replant it outside. The big Dracaena spikes that you put in the middle of your bucket, whether it's the green one or the purple one, they can be brought inside for the winter also. So dig them up, geraniums, dig them up, pot them. And when you dig something out of your container or the ground, put it in a pot, leave it outside for 2 or 3 days so that it can adapt to the changes that much better. And it will make a big difference for you. But if they're calling for cold weather or a frost, bring it in and just try and keep it away from a heat source. So, you know, don't put it right over a radiator or baseboard or a heating vent. Keep them cool, give them as much sunlight as possible, and give them a chance to get acclimated to your home. It's going to take time. Ficus, for example, if you bring your ficus in now, I guarantee you that you will lose 20, maybe even as much as 30% of the foliage on that plant, because outside it got direct sun or a lot of bright sun all day long. You had all that humidity that was outside, the moisture, the morning dew. Once you bring it inside, you have a roof. You have walls that block the sunlight from coming in. So when you bring it in, if you could put it right in front of a window, right in front of a sliding glass door, to give it a chance to get acclimated, and after a couple of weeks, move it to its permanent spot for the winter. Now, there are plants that you can bring inside, let them slowly go dormant. For example, if you have angel's trumpet, if you have figs, and, for example, I live in Maine, and I cannot leave my fig tree outside because it's going to die with the cold winter. So what I do with my fig is I bring it into my garage. It's been in there for about a week now. During the day, when it's nice, I put it outside. At night, it spends the time in the garage. And the temperature changes will allow the leaves to begin to go dormant, the colder temperatures. And once the leaves begin to turn yellow and are starting to drop normally, I'll put it in my basement for the winter. I'll say to the plant, good night. I'll see you in early to mid-March. And the same thing with the angel's trumpet. They'll stay in the cellar. They get no water. The stems will shrivel a little bit. And you can do that with Diplodemia, Mandevilla. And it won't survive every year, but most years they will come back as long as your basement stays around 50. If your basement is heated and you get temperatures around 70, you could have a problem because it's hot. The plant needs to stay dormant, sleep, resting, to get ready for the fall and spring. So if you've got a cool basement, it's a great place to overwinter plants for the winter, keep them safe. A garage or a tool shed will not work. If you take ficus and put it in the garage for the winter because you don't have the room in the house, it's going to die. That has to stay inside. But things that are borderline hardy cannot spend the winter in the garage. They need to be where the temperatures are going to stay above freezing. If you live in North Carolina, fine. But if you live in northern Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and the temperature gets down to minus 10, 15, maybe even 20 below zero, the garage is not insulated for most part. There's no heat. It will freeze and die. So bring them in, put them in your basement, and they'll do much, much better for you. Okay? And no food and no water if they go in the basement. Now, I have taken many times geraniums, potted them up, let them stay outside for a week after you've potted them, bring them upstairs into the house from the outdoor garden. Enjoy them until the blooming period ends, which will be fairly soon now. And then you can keep it as a house plant with sporadic flowers every now and then. But if you have a cool basement, 50 degrees, maybe a little bit cooler, you can take that geranium plant, put the potted plant on the floor in your basement and leave it alone during the winter. The leaves will turn yellow. They'll turn brown. The stems will shrivel a little bit, and the plant will go dormant. And then in early March, bring it upstairs from the basement. Cut it in half. Get rid of all the wrinkled and shriveled branches. Use a good fertilizer like Miracle-Gro. Give it plenty of sun. And you're going to see that geranium will come right back to life. And it will start to grow. And by the time you get to a point where you want to put them outside for the season, that geranium that spent the winter in your basement, dormant, will be absolutely beautiful. So try it. If you've never done it and you want to have a nice looking plant, you've got better than a 50-50 chance of geranium surviving. But they have to be someplace where they will not freeze. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Claire from Rye, New Hampshire, who has a question about an arborvitae.
Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have dwarf Alberta spruces as well as dwarf arborvitae little giant. Should I cover them with burlap and fill the bags with pine needles? I live in, they're going to be exposed to wind and snow here.
Are they planted in the ground or in containers?
They're in the, they're in the ground.
Okay, and how long were they planted?
About a month ago.
About a month ago. What I would do is, if they're really, really windy, I would get a product called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop and spray them with that, normally around Thanksgiving. You don't want to do it too early because, you know, we're still going to get some nice days. But around Thanksgiving, Veterans Day, in that time period, spray them with the Wilt Proof. If it's really windy, then what I would do now is get some tomato stakes, you know, a 1-inch by 1-inch stake that's a little bit taller than the plant, hammer it into the ground, and that way, if between now and Thanksgiving the ground freezes, the stake is in position and ready to go. And then when it gets really cold, we get into the Thanksgiving time of the year, then you can staple the burlap to those stakes that you've put around the plant, or just wrap it right around the plant. But don't do it until Thanksgiving. But something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop will make a big difference in the survival of newly planted dense evergreens and broadleaf like holly and azaleas especially.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in your tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pets safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next we have Keita from Maine, who has a question about mums.
Keita, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I love your show. I love your show. I love your show. Every time I go shopping, I see those tons of beautiful mums in all the shops and so on and so forth. Is there a way to preserving those mums so they could bloom again next year?
Well, I'll tell you. It is the middle of October, and planting mums at this time of the year in Maine, you know, winter's going to come faster in Maine than it's going to on Cape Cod, we'll say. So what I find I have the best result is if you want to keep it in that pot, enjoy the flowers, put them on your front step, on your deck, on your porch, and enjoy the blooms. When the flowers go by, cut just the flowers off the plant. Leave it outside until we've had a good hard frost and all the leaves begin to turn brown. Then cut the plant to about 2 inches above the soil line and take that potted mum, give it a good drink, put it on the floor in your garage or tool shed where it's going to be sheltered from the wind, from the weather, and you won't have any freezing and thawing problems like planting them in the ground. A potted mum, if you pull the pot out, you're going to see it's like a spider web of roots around that soil line. And traditionally what you need to do is try, if you can plant them in September directly in your garden, they do much, much better than October. They just don't have enough time to get caught, to get established and grow in your garden.
So, cut them back, give them a good drink of water, put them on the floor in your basement, put them on the floor in your garage or tool shed, and during the winter, give them a little bit of water here and there. And that way, the plants should stay alive because they are sheltered. And then in March, April, probably in April, bring it in from where it's been stored. Put it in a window. Give it a good drink of water with some fertilizer in it. And usually they will survive and do very, very well for you. Especially if you have those big ones. You know, like 12, 15, 18-inch tubs that have a spread of 3 feet or more in diameter. If you have a hanging mum, that definitely has to spend the winter where it's going to be cold and where it's going to be dormant. Okay? But for now, you should be okay. Enjoy the color and put it in your basement, in the garage, but wait till you've had a frost, because the frost will knock it into dormancy. It will let it sleep and rest, and then in the early spring, give it a good drink of water, a little bit of food, and it will come back for you. Thank you so much. Don, who's next?
This is Brian from Harwich, Massachusetts, who has a question about fruit trees.
Brian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, I have a question on how to keep winter moss off of 5 or 6 apple trees that I put in this fall. They're about 6 feet tall, and also how to keep them off of about 12 high bush blueberry plants that are also about 5 feet tall.
Okay. The best thing to do for winter moth at this time of the year, the eggs have been laid on that plant, put into position during the fall for spring infestations. So as soon as all the foliage comes off your plants, get something called all-season oil. It's a highly refined oil product. Spray your entire plant with it. And then wait a couple of weeks. You get another nice day with temperatures above freezing. Give it a second application. Spray the plant until it runs off the branches, and it will suffocate the eggs.